Did you realise that today, one in five households in Australia include several different generations? Now, while this is the norm for families in South America, the Middle East and Asia, it's relatively a new way of living for Aussie families. To tell us more is a mediation and conflict expert in Lizanne Eriks, and she's on the line. Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? Thanks for having me, Damien.
Absolute pleasure. Now, obviously, this is something that is new for Australians. I have lived with my mother-in-law for about 12 months and ended up buying a house to move out. Not that anything was wrong, but it can be a bit uncomfortable sometimes.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It definitely can be uncomfortable for people because you have dynamics, like when you live with your mother or your parents, like some old dynamics from the past, or with, you know, your mother-in-law, she might have some opinions about your relationship. But I think one of the things to do is to be really clear about, you know, your boundaries from both sides. So if you live in a, they might live in a granny flat or they might live in the house. So it's really important to talk about what's really important to everyone so you don't constantly overstep each other's boundaries and do things that don't work. Because I think that's one of the things that is one of the main problems. Like maybe someone doesn't feel like having dinner with everyone every night, or they want some time with their partner or their children or anything like that. But if you don't speak up and say that, then the other person is not going to know. I think we still think that other people can read our mind, but unfortunately that's not a skill that we have as human beings. So it's really important you share that, and I think it's important to share that before you start. But then it's also okay to change the agreements, because when you start living together you might find that you thought something was going to work really well, but then it actually isn't.
And what do you mean with one of your other tips you've got here is bust the elephant in the room and, you know, discuss issues so they don't fester?
Yeah, I think a lot of people, they feel something's not working and they can tell that they want to say something. But I think a lot of people sweep conflict or problems or issues under the carpet with the view of, well, I don't want to deal with it. I don't want to have a difficult conversation. I find that scary. Let's just not deal with it. It will go away. But the problem with it is normally it doesn't go away and it starts festering. The other person has no idea that you're upset about something or you're resentful about something. And then it sort of starts building up. And then often it comes out in a way that it's not so constructive. And the other person is like, what just happened? I was not aware that anything was going on for you. So my tip always is, if anything starts niggling or just doesn't feel right, just speak up right away and say, okay, I'm not sure what this is, or I'm not sure why it's not working, but it just isn't. I feel uncomfortable and we need to talk about it. So the earlier you talk about these things, the less chance there is of things getting bigger than Ben-Hur and getting out of control for no particular reason.
When you say about making agreements, what sort of agreements are you talking about?
I think it's really simple agreements, like, you know, will we eat together or not? Will we, you know, who will cook? Who will do groceries? Who has what role in the house? Because often I think some people find that they feel they do everything and the other person is not contributing. So it's really basic agreements. Like, I do that with my own family as well. I don't have other people living here. But just sit down and say, okay, so who's going to do what? And then talk about, if the agreement is not working, how we're going to adjust the agreement, and also talk about, if we don't agree with each other, how we're going to resolve this. So when you do these things beforehand and not while you're in the middle of it, it's much easier to resolve. And if you don't have agreements in place, you can't hold people to account either.
And I guess your final tip here is, above all, respect each other's space.
Yeah, absolutely. I think space is really important to people. When you come home, I mean, I don't know about you, but I find it should be the place where you relax and unwind and feel safe, I guess. And if you constantly have people in your space, for some people that is not a problem, and for some people it really is. So I think you just got, again, you got to ask each other and say, hey, am I too much in your space? We used to have an au pair live with us, and we just talked to her about, okay, she needed some space. Sometimes we needed our space, and I think it's really important to respect that and not be on top of people when they don't appreciate it.
Yeah, indeed. Look, we appreciate your time this morning. Some really good tips there on how we can live with our in and out laws in harmony. Have a great day.
You too, Damien. Thank you.
Lizanne Eriks, a mediation and also conflict expert, and some good advice there, because especially now as our parents are getting older, sometimes they may feel that they don't want to be alone, so they want to live with you, or you may be going through a tough time that you need to go and live with your parents again. It's always good to have those rules in place.